That was quite a storm on Sunday and Monday of this last week, and I'm wondering if you noticed, the same as I did, the differences in what fields caught snow and which ones did not catch quite as much snow. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties. And yes, I was seeing some differences in the field that caught snow versus fields that didn't catch quite as much snow, and a lot of that was related to stubble out on the wheat fields. And so I just want to give you kind of a quick idea of some research that's been going on in the K-State Experiment Station and Tribune on differences in wheat stubble height and how that affects the following crops. And so when we're looking at differences in wheat stubble height, what we were looking at was stripper cut stubble, tall cut stubble, and short cut stubble. So let's put some numbers on what this really means. So tall cut stubble was cut so you just clip the tops of the heads of the wheat plant off and leave as much stem out there as possible. The typical height for that was between 14 and 20 inches tall. Now the short cut stubble was basically that number for the tall cut stubble and cut it in half. So where the tall cut stubble was 14 to 20 inches tall, the short cut stubble was 7 to 10 inches tall. Now the overall height of that plant varies based on the year, and so does the height of the stripper stubble. That's typically between 22 and 30 inches tall. So there's a lot of benefits that wheat residue has out in the field. One of those being snow catch, another's being the differences in evaporation coming off of the field from the differences in the amount of residue out there. So typically the tall and stripper cut stubble will catch more snow than the short cut stubble will. But what we really want to know is how does that convert to yields on the subsequent crops? So corn yields in this research in Tribune, the corn yields in 2016 were 10 bushels greater in high or strip cut stubble than in the low cut wheat stubble. Let me say that again. Corn yields were higher in the tall and stripper cut stubble than in the short cut wheat stubble. And 10 bushels was the difference in 2016. That is very consistent with the long-term average from 2010 to 2016. Now, one other thing we're looking at is the biomass production, or how much plant material or corn material is out in the field, and water use efficiency, or how much grain is being produced per inch moisture out in the field. And both of those, more plant material and better water use efficiency, were higher in the taller cut stubble than in the short cut stubble for corn. So as you can see, differences in stubble height can make a difference in your following corn crop. Now with grain sorghum, they didn't seem to be as affected by the differences in stubble height. When averaged across years from 2007 to 2016, the highest yields were obtained in the high cut stubble and the stripper stubble, but were not significantly greater than the shorter cut stubble. In 2016, it was 6 bushels greater in the tall cut stubble, but it was not significantly better than the short cut stubble. And a lot of this is related back to the fact that grain sorghum is a more drought tolerant plant than corn is. So the overall summary for this research on the Experiment Station and Tribune is that corn really does respond to differences in stubble height and grain sorghum not quite as much. Although harvesting wheat shorter than necessary can cause a yield penalty in your subsequent row crops, especially being true in dryland corn. If you'd like to see a write-up of this field research, please go onto our website at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. You can also find it posted on my Facebook page at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.